It's easy to say, I love you.
I love you.
It's much harder to do, I love you. It's easy to send flowers with a card that says, I love you. It's much harder to send yourself and do, I love you. Some folks see the idea of love as wimpy, mushy, sentimental. Maybe chick flicks, you know, something a guy wouldn't want to watch. But if we take love seriously, it can disrupt our lives. All our plans can crumble in a second. Our priorities change when we do, I love you. Maybe we have to cancel an appointment we had. We have to give up tickets to the ball game. Love may require sitting in a nursing home rather than playing cards with your friends. Love may even require missing a day's pay when your neighbor is sick. Love may even require you to stay put when you want to leave and flee. Love often requires change when we all just want to remain the same. Love can turn our lives upside down and inside out. Yes, it's easy to say I love you. It's very hard to do I love you. The gospel story is about a God who does love. God said, let there be light. And then immediately, God began to do I love you. God said, I love you in the very act of creation. We were loved into being. Now, I love science and I love all that evolutionary stuff, but just know you weren't an evolutionary glitch. We are the very evolution of God's love. Now, when God said, let there be light, it wasn't because God was lonely, nor was it because God was bored listening to the angelic choir's latest version of Holy, Holy, Holy. When God breathed life into us, it was because God wanted us to be. We are in the image of God's love. Now, no two of us are alike. Look around. See if you find anybody who's like you. Do it, people. Yeah, last night they looked at me like I was nuts. None of you are anything alike. However, you are all capable of reflecting God's love. God's hope is that we will say and do love. God's hope is that we will love as God loves. Yes, God hopes we will say and do love. And God hopes we will find joy and God loving us. God wants us to be God's love in the world. But we're free to love or not to love. I always remember Hamlet, you know, to be or not to be. Well, we be. The question is to love or not to love. I remember a movie called Bruce Almighty. Have any of you seen the movie Bruce Almighty? Well, in the movie, Bruce is a young fella who's always mad at God. God never does anything right. And Bruce continues to tell God he can do a better job. And most of all, Bruce wants his girlfriend back. But she wants nothing to do with him. Well, God, played by Morgan Freeman, decides to give Bruce a dose of his own medicine. All right, Bruce, you have all my powers. If you think you can do a better job, have at it. Well, Bruce learns about the powers of God. He finds out he can walk on water, change the trajectory of the moon. But nothing he does gets his girlfriend to love him. Bruce learned the lesson we all learn at some point in our life. Love cannot be forced or coerced. Bruce, exasperated, finally gives up and asks God, how do you get them to love you? And God says, you can't. The hardest thing that Bruce learned about what it's like to be God is that love can't be forced. It can only be freely given. God chose to love us, and we have the same choice. And the truth is, it's not easy to love. Love has, if it's going to remain in there for the long haul, takes work and power, a willpower. It has to want something even when it hurts. It wants love even when it hurts. It's hard to choose love in the face of rejection. That's why there's so much art, music, and literature. It's all about unrequited love. Often it's easier just to sit back and let the world go by and walk away. It's easier to judge and condemn rather than love with care and compassion. Frankly, it's easier just to mind our own business, send a text, and sing a few holy, holy, holies on Sunday morning and be done with it. But Bruce learned that that's not how God thinks. God chooses to love. How do you love people when they reject you, oppose you, ignore you, and basically treat you like a pile of manure? And yet the gospel story is all about God saying and doing love. God so loved the world that. God so loved the world that He created it. God so loved the world that He called us into being. God so loved the world that He will get us out of whatever bondage, captivity, exile, sin, or downright muckety-muck we get ourselves into. God so loved us that not even death can have us. And that is why we celebrate the Holy Trinity. The Trinity is an expression of God's love. For God so loved the world that. We see God's love in a garden called Gethsemane. As Jesus prays, we see the will of a Son and Father united in love as the spirit of creation broods over it, all the while knowing the truth of rejection. Jesus will be abused and killed, just as we abuse and kill each other. When Jesus prays for the cup of wrath to pass, we see God's complete love. God will love no matter what, and God will do love even when it means a cross. When Jesus cries forsaken from the cross, He has taken all the ways we forsake one another. And that's as bad as it gets. When people feel totally forsaken, without love, hope dies, and many end in suicide. But the same Spirit of God who brooded over creation, brooded over the garden, the cross, and the tomb, unites God in a deep love. This very Spirit of God holds all the pain of God's undying love. The grief, the suffering, the death is God doing love in spite of everything. We are born anew because of the love of a garden prayer, the love of the cross of rejection, and the love in a tomb of death. Love can be resurrected when it comes to God. This is the promise of God even in death. Jesus lay in a dark tomb, but the love of God cannot be killed. The tomb cracks wide open with God's love. Resurrection. We are never locked away from God. We are never outside the reach of God's love. From the agony of the Father and the Son comes that ecstasy of the Spirit, that Spirit you celebrated last Pentecost, when we gathered knowing that that Spirit unites us in the power of God's love. And we are called to this love. Love can always be resurrected. Many things can be said and pondered about the Holy Trinity. In reality, the Holy Trinity is the gospel story. God said, I love you. And God did, I love you. And God promises in a deep covenant from the beginning of time to love us no matter what. When Jesus was forced upon the cross by our lack of love, God is just saying, I do love you. I will love you. Love cannot be killed. This day we celebrate this love and we become those who resurrect love wherever we can. Tell the story of God's love. Tell how a father and a son were completely committed to love in a place called Gethsemane. Show the world how this love was expressed in complete devotion at a place called Golgotha. Then let God's love do the rest. Let that Spirit flow through you. And maybe, just maybe, there will be more love in the world. And perhaps God will sing here again those wonderful songs, Holy, 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 as the angels seem to be filled with an extra glory as they witness love flowing from the human heart. Amen.